Retail fallout with Drew Malloy. Digital decks and daily spins, what online games say about us. By Drew Malloy. At some point, we stopped calling them games and started calling them daily routines. You know the ones? A few hands of blackjack on your phone, a quick spin of a digital slot, a bingo app that dings like a Vegas buffet bell? We tell ourselves it's just for fun. And for many, it is. A few rounds after dinner, something to break up the noise of work and news and life. But step back and you start to see something deeper. These aren't just games, they're little reward systems. Micro dopamine machines built into the modern digital landscape. I've got neighbors who never miss a daily login bonus. Moms swapping Candy Crush tips in the pickup line. Retired guys who run slot tournaments from their recliners. It's not gambling in the classic sense, there's often no real money involved. But there is time. And attention, and occasionally microtransactions that add up faster than expected. Card games? They've gone digital too. Poker nights are now apps. Solitaire has leaderboards. Even bridge clubs are moving online, complete with avatars and animated card flips. It's not bad necessarily, it's just different. Gaming used to be something we gathered for, now it's what we do alone, side by side. But here's the twist. The gaming industry doesn't just thrive on escape, it thrives on frictionless spending. Watch this ad to win a second chance. Buy 500 coins for $1.99. Multiply that by millions of players and you've got an invisible economy humming under our fingertips. None of this is inherently evil. In moderation, these games offer a little color to the day. But if you ever wonder why you're reloading an app just to collect digital cherries from a cartoon piggy bank, you're not alone. Modern gaming isn't just entertainment, it's retail, it's psychology, it's habit. And like all habits, it deserves a little scrutiny, and maybe a time limit. Drew.